Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Hard to believe, but summer is over. It's Labor Day. And on that note, I want to say how much respect I have for the hardworking men and women that labor in the trenches. I'm not talking about big corporation managers, not talking about Wall Street, not talking about political bigwigs or university professors. I want to honor the carpenter and the plumber and the factory worker, the farmer growing the food and the rancher caring for the cattle, and the workers in the processing plants. I don't think they get the appreciation they deserve. We're all aware that jobs are scarce, with unemployment close to 10%. However, Secretary Vilsack's recent review of the rural economic picture is encouraging. And I think we would all agree that 2009 was not a great year. Our input costs soared. In fact, the nitrogen fertilizer in 2009 cost twice as much as it did for this year's crop. And now we seem to have settled into a comfort zone that may last for a couple years. USDA reports farm income up 24%, farm asset values up 2.5%. The income improvement is across the board. Cattle, hogs, dairy, poultry, and eggs. Grain prices are strong, and we have a pretty good crop. We can thank drought in Russia and Ukraine for better grain prices. Also, I reported when in Germany recently, the German farmers couldn't harvest their wheat because of too much rain. I read now that they still are having trouble harvesting that crop. So, U.S. agriculture seems to be riding above the difficult economic times much of the country is struggling with. And Secretary Vilsack goes on to say, the outlook going forward into fiscal 2011 is even more promising. And I have one last subject that I want to mention, the Glenn Beck Tea Party rally held in Washington, D.C. this past Sunday. We had two friends from Montana come and stay with us for the express purpose of attending the event. They were so inspired. 400,000 people, Sarah Palin, Albert Pujols, Cardinal first baseman, and more. A lot of big political insiders have underestimated the power of the Tea Party movement, but I think they're starting to get the picture. And that's it for this week. Harvest time just around the corner. Be safe. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and